Hello, and welcome again to Not Just a Rainbow Podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you, and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about sex and relationships. Okay, let's start. Pregnancy is usually seen as a crazy, awesome, but sometimes painful ride that can totally mess with your body for a bit. Some folks actually enjoy the changes, like getting bigger boobs, no more periods, and feeling extra frisky. But let's be real, no one really talks about getting it on while pregnant. People still struggle to accept that half of us are sexual beings, especially when pregnant. Dr. Raluca Enciu in Bucharest often has patients asking her in an embarrassed way if they can have sex while pregnant because of how taboo it is. A lot of people are scared that having sex could make their contractions hurt or make them have their baby too early. Basically, when you have sex, your brain releases a hormone called oxytocin that makes your uterus muscles contract during labor. But the amount of oxytocin released during sex is pretty small, so it might just give you some really mild contractions. She also says that having sex doesn't make it more likely for you to have a premature baby or for your water to break. Sperm does have something in it called prostaglandin that can make your uterus contract, but that hardly ever happens. Another thing people get wrong. On top of dealing with their own fears, patients also have to handle their partner's worries. It may sound surprising, but dads are the ones who stress the most about accidentally hurting or touching the baby, according to Enciu. However, it's physically impossible for a penis to reach further than the vaginal canal. Basically, you can totally have sex while pregnant, as long as everything is going smoothly. But sometimes it's not a good idea to go all the way if your cervix is too short, or if you're having multiples, or if you've had premature births in the past. Just be cautious and listen to your doctor's advice. Basically, Enciu says you should just chat with your gyno and not beat around the bush. Ask them straight up about how safe it is to get down and dirty while pregnant. Sex during pregnancy is actually pretty awesome. It boosts your immune system, makes you feel good, and helps you and the baby chill out. Plus, it keeps the spark alive between you and your partner. But hey, every pregnancy is unique, right? So we got 5 people to spill the beans on how being pregnant affected their sex lives, both emotionally and practically. My husband started thinking of me as a changing caterpillar. Like, who would want to get it on with a caterpillar, right? When I was 7 months pregnant, my body wasn't changing much, and I used to joke about it. I'd say, "What's gonna grow faster, my butt or my belly?" Obviously, my belly ended up winning. I was pretty comfortable at that point doing yoga every day, not caring about the farts, and even going for runs every now and then. Sex was still okay too. It all felt normal because the baby was a part of me. But at 8 months, things started getting weirder. My boobs and belly were growing, my nipples were getting darker, and you could see the baby moving around. It was probably more strange for my partner than for me. It got harder to do things like see my vulva. I felt tired and unsexy, and sex became rare and limited to one position. My husband started seeing me like a changing caterpillar, which wasn't exactly a turn-on. He was amazed by the fact that there was a living thing inside me, but also a bit scared. I understood where he was coming from. I just wanted to feel light again too. I gotta admit, I still had moments where I was really horny. Not in a let's do it in every position way, but more like let's just get this over with, so I can release some tension. Andrea, 36, designer. If we were always this turned on, I think our lives would be way more fun. Before the 5th month, we were getting it on like usual, and the last time we did the deed was around 7 months in. I was feeling super turned on during that time, because the blood flow down there was on overdrive. So if you can't have sex, just handle things yourself or watch some porn. If we were always this horny, life would be way more interesting. As for positions, you're not that flexible, so our choices were limited, and it could be uncomfortable if you're not used to it. In our relationship, I was the one calling the shots when it came to sex and how long it lasted. I think it's important to communicate with your partner and tell them what you like in a clear way. Christina, 36, customer service rep. I was strutting around the house but naked, feeling like a total Mother Nature queen. I was feeling super hot. I have two girls, one is 9, and the other is 7. I was chill about both pregnancies because they were healthy, and I didn't have any restrictions, so I thought it was fine to have sex from the get-go. I kept getting busy in bed until the last month of pregnancy, and I even have friends who got it on in the final days to kickstart labor. My sex drive was different during each pregnancy. With the first one, I was always in the mood and feeling hot with my new body. I was strutting around the house naked, feeling like a Mother Nature goddess. I felt super sexy. But with the second one, I don't know if it was the hormones or just being tired all the time, but sex was the last thing on my mind. I still liked my body, but the pregnancy didn't feel as magical as the first. Having sex during pregnancy is a whole new experience if you have the right partner, because it's like experimenting, and it fills you up with love and sexual energy. Belina, 33, fitness instructor. I wasn't really feeling it in the bedroom after I got pregnant, and for the first year after having the baby, my sex drive was basically non-existent. During my fifth month of pregnancy, my cervix started opening up, so I had to get surgery to close it. The doctors told me to avoid sex, but we were too scared to try anyway. My sex drive decreased while I was pregnant and almost disappeared in the first year after giving birth. It was due to the birthing process, hormones, fatigue, and recovery. Plus, my baby fulfilled my need for affection, which was actually a good thing. Thankfully, my sex drive eventually returned in full swing. Laura, 34, journalist. He was really turned on, but I wasn't feeling it as much. When I was pregnant, we didn't even think about getting busy in the first 2 months, because of some issue with bleeding near the baby. My doctor said we could start up again after that, as long as I was feeling okay. My ex and I were still getting to know each other during the pregnancy, and we found out some stuff about each other we didn't know before. Turns out he didn't last long in bed, so I lost interest in doing the deed. He was always in the mood, but I wasn't feeling it as much. By the 7th month, my back hurt too much for sex anyway. Thankfully, my sex drive came back right after giving birth, so I was ready to go as soon as I got the green light. Andra, 34, ceramic artist. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends, and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.